a lot of people left. There was one item I did not read that was taken off of the agenda. There isn't anyone here for lands of Robert C. Bauer, because it was removed from the agenda. Okay, just checking. Didn't want you to sit here all night for nothing. Our first public hearing was a conditional use number 2079, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 2.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer.
Was there anything we need to hold the record open for? I don't know that there was.
I don't recall anything. I didn't make a note of it.
We want information from DelDOT on whether the trucks can use the road or not.
That was the one. I mean,
in the town. Is it correct? Does the town have a ordinance that? I mean, is that throughout the entire? I know we can't drive trucks through, because I know I can't. I'm not supposed to. And I see trucks pulled off frequently.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be like just in certain areas, would it? Wouldn't it be 100% of the town area?
Well, I don't know. And so that was going to be my thought. It seems like the DelDOT controls the roads, and the town would have to request DelDOT. They'd have to be in cooperation on that, you know.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, because, you know, like, DelDOT can't designate a truck route, and then the town come along and say, well, we don't care what DelDOT says, you can't drive your trucks through. Not that that's the case with Georgetown, but, yeah.
Does the town have the road from the circle out to
that
road?
No, I think that road? It's all, from what somebody said in the testimony, it's all DelDOT roads.
Well, the town sure controls that one, because they pull us over, you know.
Well, they still have, I guess, jurisdiction over, you know, enforcing.
I think that's the difference to clarify. You know, DelDOT has certain jurisdictions, but if the town has ordinances and rules,
yeah,
they you know.
And certainly, you can hold the record open to find that out. You know,
well,
truck route.
We can, and that's fine.
Yeah, if you want, right.
But to my way of thinking, it really doesn't impact our decision. We can put a condition that the entrance be wherever we want it, on whatever road we want, and then if they can't get it, well, then guess what? You know, they can't get it. So, you know, I think the bigger issue is really, you know, is this conditional use appropriate in that location? I think the public made that very clear, their opinion on it. We're going to have to decide, is it appropriate in that location or not? And in some other circumstances, too. I was very surprised when the applicant said they hadn't been asked to contribute to the Sandtown Road and Route 9 improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't seem, I know they have a low traffic count, but still.
It's a low traffic, but fairly high impact, you know.
That would be my view, exactly. You know, so, you know, I don't know. I think it's something we need to discuss. One thing that I would suggest we think about is absolutely not allowing that access on Route 9. And, you know, to me that just, you know, a left turn out of that facility on Route 9 is just asking for somebody to play chicken, and that's just ridiculous. And then the question is should all that, you know, it's not a huge amount of traffic, but go on Sandtown Road.
And I would just say, and I agree with that, I think it's important then to look at the record, because it almost strikes me, from what we heard, and I want to go back and look at the record too, is that DelDOT sounds like said they have to use the Route 9 entrance, and so then you got to consider whether it's appropriate to approve it or not.
I heard that differently, but I heard that at first. That's
yeah.
The way I heard it. But then when he answered again, then he said, DelDOT said, no, we want you to entrance
yeah.
on Sandtown Road, which makes a lot more sense
yeah.
because then you hook up to the truck traffic from Purdue and other truck
yeah.
traffic,
right.
and you avoid Park Avenue altogether. And that's just the way people have to go in there.
There is no right-hand turn off of Route 9 onto Sand Hill.
No, there's no turn.
It's not there. I mean, a guy driving a little
yeah.
car, everybody else driving their cars, you think there is, but I'm telling you, a tractor trailer, it's not there.
No.
Now, can a tractor trailer get around that corner? Yes, it can. But it's scary for a professional, because he's got to hope that another car won't come up there, because as long as there's a car sitting at that light, he can't make the turn, because he's got to go all the way to the other side of where that car is sitting and then turn. And even then, his bogies on his trailer are jumping the curb and hitting the dirt. So, you know, it concerns me a little bit the way that it was delivered. I think that somebody said somewhere along the line, and maybe it was DOT, that, hey guys, it's impossible to make that turn. So if you want to get back out of that place, and you're going to almost have to go right, because you're not going to be able to cross the traffic and go left and take the route around the airport. That's going to especially it was, and so in order to go right, you have to have a back entrance.
Yeah.
So the only way to get out of this place is through a back entrance. And I'll tell you, when you make that right hand turn, they're all going to go down. Like he says, he's not controlling it, so he can't reprimand somebody. The trucks are going to go to that red. What was it? The
Redden Road.
No, it's not Redden there.
Rudd.
They're going to go to Rudd
or
Road.
Wilson. They could go up to Wilson.
They're going to go to Rudd Road, and that is very tricky because it's the same condition there. If a car is parked at Rudd Road trying to go left or right onto Sand Hill, if you're in a tractor trailer, you cannot make that left-hand turn. You have to wait until he and everybody else is trying to come out. You finally get an opening, and hopefully there's not a car coming this way that you can make that with a tractor trailer that you can make that turn, because your bogies are going to cross over where that car is currently sitting. And then you're going to be driving down a road that signs say, number one, doesn't have shoulders, and that the signs say only local traffic until you, and that's only like a half a mile until you get to the truckway and into the poultry plant.
Well, I'd like to have an opportunity to read the record and listen to the record again. So
yeah, and I would just point out in this discussion, you know, we're talking about two entrances, but recall that each conditional use only has one entrance. You know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because I don't know which number it is, but conditional use one say has the Sand Hill Road entrance, and conditional use two has the Route 9.
But I mean, we could, you know, require them to do interconnectivity and use the joint entrance, couldn't we?
No, but the problem is you got to have the conditional use. That's still part of that use if you're using it for that road. You know, that's the way we've looked at stuff like that before. Because it's, you know, that's just all the ways, because it's part of the use having access.
And you've probably just made my mind up on the application.
I'm kind of like Mike, though. How is it conditional use?
How does it fall within that?
Well, he made some good points, true. Okay.
A lot to think about. If we need to go by, everybody needs to look at the record and give it some thought.
As Keller so eloquently puts it, it's like trying to get a drink out of a fire hydrant.
Well, the whole 1% thing, you know, I can tell you, no, it's not 1%. Their traffic will, I would be willing to wager tonight, their traffic on that particular area where I've been concerned, where we all, everybody has talked about their concern, it's going to be 99% of the truck traffic, because it's just every once in a while somebody accidentally gets to that point and they have to try to make that right-hand turn onto Sand Hill. But
the only truckers that would be there would be local truck traffic, because everybody else is using Park Avenue or whatever.
That's why the Route 9 entrance and exit won't work.
Yeah.
So that's also why you don't see, you know, it might at first perceive that trucks are driving down that Rudd Road, but no, their trucks are coming off of 13 and they're going to Purdue. But they're not. No trucks are turning on to Rudd, because there's no reason to turn on to Rudd, because they're not going to try to come out onto Sand Hill, make the left. You can make the left coming off of Sand Hill and then you know, heading down on Route 9, but you have to drive all the way up on that guy's property in order to make that
left.
And
if you were going to do that, you would keep going past Georgetown on the highway and come around Park and go 9 that way.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. So there's no traffic on that portion of Sand Hill to speak of, it's no truck traffic. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of traffic, but there's no tractor trailers driving down there.
How long has that little Einstein's been there? It's been there a while, hadn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's a major issue.
Yeah, just remember what, you know, you got to base it on what's in the record, so. Yep, so anyway, it sounds like a deferral's in order.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed that I'd use up so much time on it. I was afraid I was going to get reprimanded by somebody or everybody. If I said, does anybody want to have a discussion on this thing? So I was trying to jump the gun. I make a motion we defer on this one.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2079, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show the motion carried 4-0 with the chairman not voting because he did not participate in the public hearing.
Who seconded that one? Was it Doug?
I guess
it
was Doug. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2080, Clear Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 1.
Same thing. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we defer.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2080, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 4-0 with the chairman not voting because he did not participate in the public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, before we go further on those two, because the record was so, there was a lot in it. I'm just thinking down the road, is that something the commission wants to have on the next meeting? Or okay, so just for staff's sake, put it the one following. We have 45 days to act on it, so we've got time.
That's too soon.
Yeah, and that's what why I asked. And I don't want to put it on and then just have to defer it again.
When is the county's? Is not till
read it out.
July the 18th.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2081, Rafael Arias. The applicant was not present. There was no record created. Our ordinance states that when that happens, that is a denial. The project must be denied for lack of a record. So, Ms. Stevenson, I will ask you to do your duty.
Make a motion that we deny conditional use 2081, Rafael Arias. Because we had lack of a record.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny conditional use to 2081 Rafael Arias for lack of a record. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Now, just for those of you who haven't experienced this before, the county does, we do have a mechanism in our ordinance that if there was a good reason, it is possible for them to petition the county council to have it put back on a future agenda. Otherwise, they would have to wait 1 year in order to reapply. So if there was an emergency of some type, then certainly we have a mechanism in place for that. So that'll be taken up another day. Our next public hearing
does that mean the next meeting is canceled, like as far as that?
I wouldn't assume that.
I wouldn't make that assumption at this point.
Because could they come and present at that hearing?
They could, theoretically. It's unlikely, but they could. Just check with the Planning and Zoning Office and see what the status is. Because it's
a two-step process.
But it's rural.
Yeah.
They failed here because
then. I know, and that's unfortunate. I don't disagree with that. Council's going to.
But it's.
It would be surprising if it went forward, and my guess would be that there would be some information from the applicant at some point, and you would know what's happening.
My suspicion is there was some kind of confusion somewhere. Somebody didn't understand something, and chances are it's just going to get sent back to us.
They were here?
They were here, yeah. And there was an interpreter present, too.
We understand that, but they
didn't want to wait like the rest of us.
And this is the consequence. And in my mind, that's not an emergency.
Right.
Yeah.
So if there was a family emergency or some reason why they had to leave, that's something that they can petition the county about. But we don't guarantee time slots to anyone, as you have all experienced this evening. And I thank you for your patience. But it's the process we have. Our next public hearing was a change of zone number 1821, Nashe Ventures.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for a change of zone 1821 for Nashe Ventures for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is in an area where other commercially zoned properties exist. This includes a property recently zoned as CR1. to the north and a large C1 property to the south, which makes it consistent with the area zoning. The proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. The applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, the CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares while a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exists. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning. Seven, any use of the property will require site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1821 to Shea Ventures for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add for the good of the order?
Have a great weekend.
If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.